Case number 10389, Winifred Slayton, northeast of Road 637, 624 feet northwest of Road 636, being Lot 8 within Jacob W. Davis Development. A variance from the minimum lot width and lot size requirements for parcels.
Okay.
Here.
Name and address?
James Todd Webb, 124 Ellison Drive, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
I swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
My name is Todd Webb. I'm here from Charles D. Murphy Associates. I'm here on behalf of Mr. Slayton. Mr. Slayton, as it stands, there are three dwellings on Mr. Slayton's parcel. Two dwellings are inhabited. One is vacant. What we plan to do is take Mr. Slayton's land along with Mrs. Slayton, the applicant after this, and do a lot line adjustment and a minor sub and make four lots to bring this non-conforming situation into legal conformity. Mr. Slayton is requesting two variances tonight. One is a variance relieving him from the minimum road frontage requirement of 150 feet. The new road frontages we propose are 106.89 feet, 106.89 feet, and 106.90 feet. We are also requesting relief from the minimum lot size requirement of 3/4 acre. The new acreage will be 0.53 acres for the three lots. If you look at the southeast corner of Mr. Slayton's parcel, you will notice that the existing modular home is encroaching onto Mrs. Slayton's parcel by 3.7 feet. We're going to do an adjustment of that boundary line, bringing that into legal conformity. Prior to this variance, I met with Shane Abbott on October 15th of 2008, presented him with three different conceptual designs. And out of the three, this one was most favorable to him and to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning. As it stands, the physical characteristics of the lot, we got two dwellings on there on one parcel, and as you know, you can't really, there has to be one dwelling per lot.
Do you know how that came about?
I do not know the history on how two dwellings got on one parcel. I do not.
What, 100 or 400 plus feet of road frontage on this parcel?
That is correct. Well, the existing parcel of Mr. Slayton's has 300 plus or minus. Along with Mrs. Slayton, we have 400 plus or minus.
Let me ask, why wasn't this designed to meet the
the
frontage requirements and square footage? With three parcels,
what I've tried to do is to take both of these parcels, evenly distribute them to clean up to make it more attractive in the future if they were to sell. I was limited on the frontage based on what we have here. I wanted to give an equal amount of frontage and try to give an equal amount of square footage. However, the first lot on the southeast corner, I limited to about half an acre, plus or minus. So, you know, I was limited. You know, I got 400 feet to work with. I figured if I cut it up equally, make it look good, it's going to be attractive to people down the road. The other designs I had were cookie cutters. One of them included an easement across someone's land, and I just it wasn't clean looking. This is the cleanest out of all the designs that I created.
And the standards for granting a variance?
I have them. One, uniqueness, A, unique physical circumstances.
Be as creative as you like.
Excuse me?
Say, be as creative as you would like.
Okay. I mean, as it is now, we got a big piece of land here on the right, on the southeast corner. You can't really do anything with it. There's a house that's on there that encroaches on the neighbor by 3.7 feet. That's not legal. You got, you know, three dwellings. So the way that the lot is now is in not suitable for the particular dwellings on it. You have two dwellings on one parcel, so we want to break that up. The unnecessary hardship or exceptional practical difficulty due to such unique condition or conditions and cannot be developed in strict conformity. We've got two dwellings on one parcel. We want to break it up, put three houses. Number two, cannot otherwise be developed. As it stands, this is a GR zoning. What we want to do, we can't do in a GR. We got to have the variances to be able to adjust in that zoning. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. If granted these variances, you will be going from two taxable lots to four. Three, yes, created by the applicant. Four, will not alter essential characteristics of the neighborhood. If you look at the tax map for the neighborhood, the surrounding lots are 2.5 acres, and we are proposing 3/4 acres on three and 1/2 acre on another. Four B, the variance will not substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent property. I don't think by granting this, it's going to really alter any of the use or development of the adjacent property. We're just going to clean it up, make it look nice. Four C, the variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. I don't think it will be. And five, minimum variances. Variance is a minimum that will afford relief. That is true. And B, the variance will represent the least modification possible of the regulation issue. As I said before, I presented three different design scenarios to Mr. Abbott. They were really cookie cutter type designs, ones that didn't look clean and didn't give equal square footage and frontage. This design does that. It gives equal frontage, square footage, and, you know, if they were to sell a lot down the future, it's marketable. You know, it looks good.
Okay. So. Mr. Webb, what you got depicted as the two-story frame dwelling, will be on lot 3, correct?
Yes, sir.
It looks like it's awful close to that new property line.
Can
you check for setbacks on the dwellings themselves?
That is in the next application, number 7, for Kathleen Slayton. We're requesting a side setback.
Oh, okay.
And yes, that would be encroaching. There's a 10-foot setback, and by this conceptual design, the side of her house would be 6.1 feet off the boundary.
There has been similar variances granted in the area of this property.
Other type.
How many of the dwellings are occupied?
On Mr. Slayton's property, 2 are occupied.
2
out of the 3. And the 1 mobile home will be removed.
So which one is not occupied, the mobile home or the modular?
The mobile home is occupied and the modular. On lot 2, the mobile home with the leader is occupied, and then the modular home on lot 4 is occupied.
So the two-story frame dwelling is...
And the two-story frame dwelling is occupied on Mrs. Slayton's parcel.
Okay.
So, excuse me, but those homes would remain intact except for the one mobile that is not occupied?
Excuse me, sir, I did not hear you.
So those dwellings would remain intact except for the one mobile that is not occupied?
That is correct, sir.
Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Not at this time? Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there any?
Hold on.
Two in favor? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I make a motion. We take case number 10,389 under advisement.
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we take case number 10,389 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, Mr. Webb?
You don't need to be resworn in.
You don't have to be resworn in.